Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Each time I step into the ring, I wear my cap and gown and destroy my competition, thus increasing my renown. Well, I don't mind your mixed reviews. I simply do not care. But when you call me stupid, that is totally unfair. I am the genius Lanny Poffo. You really should applaud. Instead, you cut me to the quick by calling me a fraud. Oh, yes, those little sly remarks, they make me grind my teeth. There's evil on the surface, and there's poison underneath. But I'll be getting sweet revenge. Yes, everyone will pay. For those who stoop to slander, I will make you rue the day. I'm planning some atrocities for every foe and fan. I am the genius Lanny Poffo, the world's smartest man.
Of the genius and a quick promo of Larry the genius Poffo. Lanny the genius Poffo will be on the Roman Show in just a few minutes. Joining me for the action, my co-host as always, Stephen Cage, and our always interactive and entertaining Johnny Knockout, all the way from New York. Guys, how you doing? Are we excited to interview this legend?
Are you kidding? Well, is that a serious question?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what, you know, you took me, of course, I'm here in South Beach. I usually enjoy my whiskey, but I put my whole schedule on pause just to be here. For the fans who are listening, you guys did the smart move. You guys are listening to the right time, the right show, the right moment, everything.
You know, we're just a few months away from celebrating the one-year anniversary of Randy Savage's passing away. When he passed away last year in a sudden heart attack, unexpected. In fact, all wrestling fans were just waiting for the moment for him to return to the World Wrestling Entertainment and perhaps be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, we lost a great talent last year. But Lanny Poffo has been spreading the good word about his brother, Macho Man Randy Savage, as his life still lives here on Earth, as people still talk about this great man. But Lanny Poffo has been a person that has been around in the world of wrestling since the 70s. He has wrestled for companies as WCW, WWF, now WWE, also NWA, and he is originally actually from Canada. But with that being said, I want to just quickly go through some quick news. And that we're going to, you know, expand this later on during the program. But just want to mention that the blogger, celebrity blogger Perez Hilton, will be serving as a special guest referee of a Divas match on this Monday night's edition of WWE Raw. Quite interesting there, mixing in the whole internet sensations into the world of pro wrestling, guys.
That just comes to play where, you know, I personally think that they're just trying to connect with Hollywood, so to speak. They have the whole WWE studios already, but they're still trying to connect to a bigger picture. You know, that's why they're connecting. That's why they were doing all those guest, what do they call it? The guest GMs.
Celebrity
host,
the general manager, yep. But with that said, guys, remember WrestleMania is around the corner. There are talks that either Shaquille O'Neal, Mike The Situation, both of these guys could possibly
hopefully
be in a WrestleMania some way, somehow. Still, talks are in there lingering around, so just to see. Hey, guys, enough of the talk. Let's go straight to calling in a wrestling legend. And that is Lanny the Genius Puffle, also known back in the day as Leaping Lanny. In fact, when he was in the World Wrestling Entertainment, he was first introduced as Leaping Lanny. Then he was reintroduced as the Genius.
I think he actually innovated the high-flying style, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Or he's one of the pioneers.
Yes, he did.
Guys like myself.
Yeah, in fact, Johnny, there were certain moves that were called after him, but then they modified the name. But you're right. He did invent some of those moves until this day. A moonsault, they called it the Leaping Lanny move. And then over time, they ended up calling it a moonsault. But you're definitely right on that, Johnny. Johnny Cage, let's call the legend of pro wrestling, Lanny the Genius Pup.
Let's do this. Looking forward to it.
And we're right now trying to reach out to the Genius. Excited to interview a legend here on the Roman Show. Just getting ready to interview.
Hello.
Hello, the Genius.
Yes.
Hey, Genius, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with your host, Rodolfo Roman, Johnny Knockout, and Stephen Cage. Genius, it's definitely an honor to have you here on the program, to have a legend like yourself, and we really appreciate you taking some time to speak for us, sir.
Well, the pleasure is mine, so let's get right to it.
Let's get right to it. Lanny, first and foremost, what have you been up to? Well, we want to know what the listeners want to know. What have you been up to nowadays?
Well, I've lost 30 pounds, and now I can actually see my feet.
And what's the secret, Lanny? You lost. So you were weighing originally how much? How much did you weigh then, and now you weigh currently?
I've gone from 272. That's when I panicked,
wow.
And now I weigh 242, and I'm on my way to 222. And I'm very excited about the transformation, and I'm reading everything I can get my hands on, and I'm walking and doing a lot of great exercises, and eating a lot of oatmeal. And actually steel cut oats, but no juices, just water, and anyway, I'll be writing a book about
That's great. In fact, you are an author, or you've written a couple of books, right, Genius?
They're on sale in geniuslannypapo.com. I got Wrestling with Rhyme and Limericks from the Heart and Lungs. The second one is about non-smoking, how to raise non-smoking children. There's 335 limericks all about smoking. I've always refused to comply with smokers who want me to try my first cigarette, which I haven't had yet. I just tell them, no, thank you, goodbye. And they're all just for kids, and they're actually for parents to buy for their children. It helps them with the vocabulary, and it drives home my message.
Wow, Genius, you're definitely a good role model there for children. Never picking up a cigarette. That's great. That's awesome. Genius, now, we're going to be celebrating a year of the passing of the great, late Macho Man Randy Savage. And with the Hall of Fame just around the corner in WrestleMania, and he mentioned from the World Wrestling Entertainment of possibly inducting the late, great Macho Man Randy Savage?
Well, they've got my phone number and they've got my address, and nobody's called me. I understand there's a few more people that they need to pick. And the fans are demanding that they put the Macho Man in, but I haven't heard from it, so, you know, we'll see.
Now, Genius, there was talk, and I read this in an article, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Macho Man stated at one time that he didn't want to be inducted as an individual. He wanted to be inducted as with yourself, as more as brothers. Is that accurate?
Not quite. He wanted my father, myself, and himself. He didn't want to go in without us. But that's a moot point because so far nobody wants him. Hmm. So the fans are being made fools of again. But there's going to be a lot of backlash about it. So the fans demand it. They ought to get it. The only thing sad about it, of course, is that he won't be able to make the speech. And nobody can replace
Never. The late Macho Man Randy Savage. Wow, he left a huge mark in the world of pro wrestling with the commercials with the Slim Jim on movies. The man was unique, and I don't think there'll ever be a Macho Man Randy Savage ever. Although, what are your thoughts on Jay Lethal, who plays who kind of imitates the late Macho Man Randy Savage?
Well, I wrestled him in New Jersey. And my brother told me to tell him, thank you for the tribute. Save your money. And he appreciates, he said, does Randy really like it? Does he really? And I said, yeah, he loved it. And the guy had him imitated down to a T.
He sure did.
So,
he sure did. We must have watched a lot of
videos. Randy was very honored by the imitation.
Wow, Genius. And Genius, by yourself, you're still wrestling. When is your next wrestling match?
Well, I'm going to be in Los Angeles on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And I'm going to be in a battle royal and signing autographs. And then, let's see. In March, I'm going to be March 17th, Dublin, Georgia. Then on the 23rd, I'm in Tampa to do singing karaoke. On the 24th of March, I'm going to Maine. And before WrestleMania, I'm going to be working for another promoter signing autographs in Miami.
Really? Can we ask where?
Where
exactly in Miami,
but,
since we're located in Miami? Where are you going to be doing that?
I'm not quite sure. But hadn't you heard, I think the animal of the Legion of Doom is also going to be in there.
Wow.
And, you know, it's one of those, you know, those legends things of people signing autographs.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure where. Olney, Illinois on May the 12th, Fremont, California on May 19th, Niagara Falls on June the 9th. That's all I've got so far, but I believe if the price is right, I'll be there tonight.
And, well, Genius, we'll sure to check you out when you're down here in Miami for WrestleMania, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that. Anything specifically you plan on doing here aside from signing autographs? Are you going to go to WrestleMania? Are you going to watch some of the young guys get it on?
Oh, no, I'm not. Unless Randy's in the Hall of Fame, they're not going to see me. I'm not going to bother anybody. If I've got business there, I'll do my business, and that's it.
Now, what is your current relationship with WWE? You're in good terms currently.
Well, I'm in good terms in the sense that four times a year they send me a nice check, you know, from anybody that may have bought DVDs or whatever, you know, merchandise. And I think that's very nice of them that they keep doing that to me. And but am I in good terms? I don't know. I love them. I definitely, and my brother loved them too. Because don't forget, in 1985, if it wasn't for Vince McMahon, Randy Poffo or Randy Savage would have been the greatest talent that nobody's ever heard of. He would have been a trivia question.
Genius, at any time, what were the plans of the Macho Man? Did he ever think or did he ever want to return to the WWE for at least one more match? And if that's what he wanted, anyone specifically he wanted to wrestle one last time?
No, he was satisfied with his career, and he had stated many times that he was going to explore home life now, and he had no plans of ever getting back in wrestling. Of course, the last year of his life, he made two interviews at his home. He insisted on that, one for the action figure and the other for the game that they had. So, and he, what a great interview. Did you see it? He says, "It looks just like me. Not now, but then."
The Macho Man, he was such great. So, now, one thing I noticed, Genius, you never tend to work in the business, whether it be WWE or WCW. You never worked alongside with your brother on a tag team or a stable or angle. How so? Or did you choose this, or just the powers that be decided to have it this way?
I didn't choose anything. I was just doing what I was told. But the one time that we were in the ring together was one of the greatest moments of my career, and that is, behold this humble entourage, their heads are bowed in reverence at the very slightest whisper of one name, exalting in his splendor, which is altogether fitting, of the people and the lands from whence he came. False monarchies are commonplace, as kingdoms rise and fall, but I, the Genius, full of glory and renown, say the Macho Man is everything that everybody everywhere would ever want to wear a crown. I say this king deserves a queen beside him on the throne, and Sherry is the fairest in the land. Nobody else is worthy of this monumental honor and the regal splendor of his royal hand. We witnessed the dethroned one, Hacksaw Duggan, whose crown and robe are in a state of gravity. I'll remove my mortarboard and place it near my heart. The proclaimed Macho King, Randy Savage.
Wow, amazing, amazing, Genius, and I really appreciate that for reminding us and taking us back. Cage, you have a question for the Genius?
Yeah, Genius, wow, you brought back a very good memory. I still remember watching that on TV when you actually said that poem during Macho King's coronation, and just still even remembering how your brother beat Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Macho King hit Hacksaw Jim Duggan over the head with a purse from Sensational Sherry?
I can't say 100% sure that that's what happened, but I wouldn't. That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, I still recall that. Yeah, but so here's my question, Genius. I remember watching you for matches between you and the Hulkster and you and Brutus Beefcake embarrassing you at WrestleMania, and on top of that, you even managing great superstars like Mr. Perfect and managing the Beverly Brothers. Can you please tell me, like, what was, in your opinion, one of the biggest accomplishments that you've made in the WWE?
There were two accomplishments that stand far and above the rest. Well, let's just say three. First of all, getting to the WWF or WWE was an enormous accomplishment, and I was just at the right time at the right place, and I had the right brothers. And, of course, the two accomplishments that I choose to have selective amnesia and only remember the good times. And if you go on my website, you don't see any of the bad times, just the good, is my match on NBC against Hulk Hogan, followed by my appearance on Regis Philbin. And thanks to copyright infringement, go on geniuslannypapo.com and all the great memories will come to life.
I still remember all of them, and I will never, ever, you know, forget any of this. I remember it all like it was almost like yesterday. Genius, who was the main guy that was behind the Genius idea? Like, was it yourself, was it your brother, or was it the powers to be in the WWF at that time?
Well, my brother had a lot of clout, and he always looked after me, and we worked on it together, and he presented it. And I'd just like to say, what a fantastic, not for you, he's a great man. For me, he's a good man.
Yeah.
And he was a large part of my life, and I love him. And he loved me, and what an excellent brother to have. And he is very, very missed.
Yeah, and I still miss him to this day. I watched him growing up with those big feuds that he had with the Hulkster, which brings me to my last question. I will never forget, you know, during the times of his retirement where he was sending out videos towards Hogan to do one last match for charity. Do you recall any of those videos, Genius?
Yes, and it was all about one thing. Hulk and Randy had a little problem, and it was exacerbated by a shock jock that is local in Tampa and national and one of the tops. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Okay, well, we're not going to give him any publicity. All I'm saying is I love Hulk Hogan for what he did for me, and I refuse to life is too short to carry a grudge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate what he did for me, and I'm not going to be just another wrestler that says, what have you done for me lately? So I love Hulk Hogan, and I still thank him for what he's done for me.
Do you think that match would have happened, though, Genius, in your opinion?
No, it wouldn't have happened. If it was going to happen, it would have happened. But my brother was training for a shoot, and wanted no part of
it. Gotcha. Well, I thank you very much, Mr. Poffo, for even taking your time to be on our show like this and educating the fans. would there be anything that you would tell the fans, wrestlers or managers or promoters alike? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Would there be anything that you would advise these wrestlers to do to make it to the big E or at least one of the big three?
Okay. I would say.
All right, Cage. Because we're having some audio issues here.
Yeah, I hear that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Here's my advice for the young wrestlers. Try very hard not to wind up like Amy Winehouse. And also remember that no matter how far you get in wrestling, a day will come when they tell you, we wish you luck in your future endeavors. In other words, when they're done with you, they're done with you. So try to have something to fall back on besides your butt and save your money and take care of your body. And I wish you all the best of luck.
Gotcha. And I'm pretty sure all the wrestlers and all the managers and promoters that are listening to the show, you know, this is advice that's coming from the Genius. You know, need be said that you know, he's been in the Big E. He knows what he's talking about.
Did you guys hear me there? Because unfortunately, I'm having some issues.
Yeah, we could hear you.
I hear you. Yes.
Yeah, we could hear you, Mr. Roman. Okay, so Genius, Johnny, are you still there? Are you still there with us? Johnny Knockout, are you there? Okay, Genius, are you there? Are you still there with me?
Go ahead.
Genius is still here.
All right. So who do we have in total here? We got the Genius. We got myself, of course. We got Mr. Roman. Are you back? Oh, okay, there you go. Hey, Johnny, do you have any questions for the Genius here?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for answering one of Cage's questions, because I am a pro wrestler myself, and your advice on that last question about making it in the business and having a plan to fall back, you know, besides your keister, you know, I'm listening loud and clear to that, and I appreciate that. But I just want to start off by saying, Mr. Poffo, it is an honor to speak with you. I've listened to a few of your radio interviews beforehand. And, you know, you speak about a few things about the wrestling business, about standing out and being peculiar. And, you know, I find myself being a bit peculiar at times. Most people I know way well will know that. But the a big thing that stands out about your interviews is that not only are you very well-versed and articulate, and you know, you have a great mind for wrestling. You'll not only have a great mind for wrestling, you have a great mind for life. And I just want to say that you seem to me to be a very genuine person, very outspoken, very candid, but respectful. And I just want to say that it's awesome to get a chance to speak to you. That being said, amongst much of your better attributes, what's probably one of your best attributes that you've applied to the pro wrestling business that helped, you know, what's one of your better attributes that you've utilized to advance in the pro wrestling business?
Well, when you said about peculiar, let's not forget where I got that advice, Terry Funk, because he told me that many years ago, and I never forgot it. And when they made me the genius, I realized that I'm not a big guy. You know, I don't look like Andre the Giant. So I have to – he was born peculiar. I had to develop peculiar. And sometimes you buy peculiar at the store, like where they sell caps and gowns. So, you know, I did everything I could to make myself as peculiar as possible. But what is my attribute? I would say that it's my conscientiousness. And another thing, another thing I'm proud of is, do you remember WrestleMania 3? Or are you too young?
Well, I'm young. I'm young enough to not remember it, but I do my homework and I study up and I pay attention to, you know, what came before me. So, yeah, I remember.
Well, you know, Andre the Giant was going to wrestle Hulk Hogan, and they needed somebody to make Andre, because he was a loved babyface. They loved him for years and years. He was an idol, an icon, a god. And they needed somebody to make him a vicious heel. They chose me, and, you know, it's on my website and the videos of the Battle Royal where he headbutts me and throws me over the top. And anyway, I rose
weren't
to the
weren't you split open because of that headbutt, genius?
Yes. Yes, and I'd like to say that there's no such thing as a jabroni in this business. We are the ones that make you look good, and you should know better. So there is no jabroni. I did what I had to do for the team. I took one for the team. Now, some people think I'm stupid for doing that, but a couple years later, I'm the genius on NBC. So who's the stupid one?
Good point, good point.
Yeah, I
very
watched that, the interview you did with Regis Philbin, and that was very unique, you know. I mean, you stood out, and I think that was one of your more defining moments, and I think, in my opinion, you know, where I got to know a lot more about you. You know, I think that your personality spoke for itself, and I think you flourished a lot more just being exposed to a whole different audience altogether. So,
It was a great moment for me, and Regis told me I was the most entertaining wrestler he had ever had on the show, and I really appreciated that.
And, gentlemen, we're going to go on a short break. For the listeners that are still listening, stay tuned. We'll be right back with the genius.
All right, gentlemen, we are back here on the Roman Show. Genius, Johnny Knockout, and everyone else. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for staying tuned there. We lost some audio there for a minute. Everybody hear me?
Yep, I'm Johnny Knockout here.
All right, yeah, thankfully everything worked out. For some reason, lost some audio issues, and at times that could be an issue. But there, you were listening to the Genius's theme song as he walked out with Mr. Perfect. You guys remember that. And unfortunately, we lost the Genius, but we're getting in contact with him right now as we speak. But what an interesting man this man is with all the history that he has. And I think the most important thing is the way he speaks. It's just so clear in the way he speaks. And right now, we're going to ask him.
Well,
we're going to ask him. Hold on 1 second, since we're going to hold the Genius. Genius?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. We lost you there. Right? For some reason,
welcome back.
Sorry about that, Genius. We're having some issues with the Skype. Genius, one question I have to ask, and I must say that you are the best, I would say, one of the best well-spoken professional wrestlers out there. Can you tell us a little history as far as how you developed this way of speaking with your poetry and your writing?
Well, it just came natural. You know, it's like, I'll tell you, it was, I was on, remember TNT, Tuesday Night Titans?
Yes.
That was a talk show. Well, I was going to be a guest on there, and I was afraid, like, you know, what if I was boring? What if they never invited me back? So I wrote a poem for the occasion. Vince liked it, and that's how I got my poetry gimmick. He says, beautiful, from now on you do a poem before every match. And I was really excited that I was finally, you know, that I was going to get a gimmick. Of course, I was leaping Lanny the babyface, and then when I was the Genius, I kept the gimmick, and I just did, you know, bad guy poems, where whatever town I was in, I would knock the sport teams of that town. It's a very easy way to get heat.
Wow, amazing. And how much does it take you, how long does it take you to, did it take you to write one of these poems back then, or they just instantly came to you?
Both. You know, it's... Of course, I didn't get any help at all from Chief J. Strongbow, whose job it was to tell me who I was going to wrestle on television. And I asked him politely if he could, you know, tell me a little sooner so I'd know what to write about. And his answer was, I hate your gimmick. So I thought, well, I'm not going to get any cooperation from him. So what I did was I wrote poems about every possible opponent I could have. Plus, I did many generic ones, so I wouldn't be caught off guard. And that was what made me, actually, I turned that into a positive, because I figured since I actually had the talent, you know, I could actually get away with it. And by the way, it wasn't a gimmick, because it was real. And the other thing I like to say is Chief J. Strongbow wasn't a real Indian. His name is Joe Scarpa, and he's an ugly Italian.
One more question, Genius. I have a question from Steve Bruno, who's actually a mixed martial artist. He actually fought in the UFC, and he's a big time pro wrestling fan. He wants to know that why did you shake hands using your left hand with Brutus Beefcake at the 1990 Royal Rumble?
Okay, I would always do that. I just wanted to be peculiar, so I always did the left-handed handshake. It was just an idea I had. What's that?
No, I was just pointing out that I used the word of the day, peculiar.
Yeah, peculiar. I'm just trying to honor Terry Funk's advice and be peculiar. And then, but I would like to say, I wrestled Brutus Beefcake 20 years later in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and the interview I did was, look at Beefcake now and look at me now. 20 years ago, he cut my hair, I pretended to be humiliated, and now he's the one that suffers from male pattern baldness, and I just have a little silver hair.
Amazing, Genius, how you just come up with these things and remember them. It's kind of like remembering the lyrics of a song, but it's amazing how you remember these words, word for word. Man, you might have recited it maybe a couple of years ago or 10 years ago. It's just amazing. You really truly are the genius, sir.
Thank you. And, you know, what really makes me happy is sometimes the fans know the poems better than I do, and that makes me really happy.
Any one more question from you guys, Cage?
Or if Cage wants to go ahead, that's fine, but I have one.
Go ahead, Knockout.
No, I don't have anything. Okay. Johnny has a couple.
Go ahead,
one. Well, I'll totally, Mr. Papa, I'll hate myself if I forget or if I fail to, I guess, remember. That's a different way of saying it. It's not so much more of a question, but basically, your brother was a big inspiration for myself getting into the pro wrestling business. I actually did a tribute video on my YouTube page for a shameless plug. It's youtube.com, TheRealJKO. I'd like for you to check it out. I think maybe you'd enjoy watching it. It's called Tribute to the Madness. But and also, you being Leaping Lanny Poffo at the outset of your career, in my opinion, you've pioneered a new generation of stars. I like to consider myself pretty well versed in the ring, but I like to get to the top rope. I don't do too many moonsaults because I think I tried one. I almost broke my shoulder. It just wasn't for me. So it's awesome that, that's something that you could do. Me, I just wouldn't try it. But I guess basically I just wanted to say you're very articulate, very outspoken, and you use just the right words. And it seems like it comes from the heart. Same goes for your brother as well, Randy. And you guys both did it in, like, totally different polar opposite ways. So how important is it from speaking from the heart, and how did you, like, transfer that and, like, put it into a gimmick, per se?
Well, I believe I'll be myself or I'll be by myself. I'm a divorced man, but I have a daughter. And, I tried to teach her the importance of individuality. In other words, there's a lot of good people that got involved with a bad crowd and they wound up in jail, okay? And it's just a matter of they're with, a bad crowd. And it's you're affected by the company you keep. And it's very important to keep your individuality and don't let your individuality become trampled by mobs. Because, as a father, now my daughter's 27, and I'm very proud of her for the choices that she's made. Of course, she does have tattoos, and I can't say I go along with that. But that's her individuality, and I'm still happy that she doesn't smoke or drink.
Amazing with that. So
I have a quick mention, if you don't mind, Mr. Roman.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick mention that I've actually ran into one of your, how do you say it? I don't know if he's your direct manager, but one of your managers, a gentleman named Evan Ginsberg. I'm actually in New York City right now. I found myself into a quiet hotel so that I can speak to you guys tonight. But I'm actually at a film party, Gabe Claiborne's Night of Film here in New York City in Manhattan on West 8th. But I ran into him. I wanted to make sure, we got to talking about who he managed. And then the second name, after Johnny Valiant, he goes and he says, Leaping Lanny Poffo. And I was like, wow, such a small world. So I just figured I'd let you know. You said it was important with the company that you keep. And I agree with that, too. I never given it to peer pressure. I don't drink, I don't smoke. But I found myself in the right company tonight, obviously, in Evan. So he says hello. Just wanted to make mention. And
well, let me tell you, I'll tell you about Evan. He's more than a manager. He's a dear friend, and he knows there's nothing I won't do for him, and what an excellent person he is and how lucky I am to know him. And unfortunately, he trusts too many people, and some people have taken advantage and bad karma on them.
Wow. Well, he seems like a nice guy. I had a chance to speak to him for about part of the first 10 minutes when I walked in, and I'm looking forward to interacting with him more tonight. So I'll definitely tell him you said hello. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, and we just did a movie together, a documentary on Teresa Cerio. And let me just give you the poem I wrote for this girl, and I don't have to tell you about it because the poem should say it all. It happened in Manhattan 9 months after 9/11, the illegal U-turn of an SUV. It smashed into a taxi cab and hurt my friend Teresa, whose name is featured on tonight's marquee. In the fight for her survival and her rehabilitation, they took away her leg but not her voice. And they can never take away the passion of Teresa, that makes her friends and family rejoice. From the trauma of the accident on Park and 34th to the epic voyage she has made since then, if anybody listening does not believe in miracles, Teresa Cerio's alive again.
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Awesome.
That is
from the heart.
Yeah, that is inspiring. How much poetry do you write in a day, in a week, in a month, genius?
In the WWF, WWE, I used to write it daily, and so I wrote it so much it started to almost not be fun anymore, you know. But now that I'm retired, I only do it when I feel compelled that I have a topic that's worthwhile, and, you know, my brain's a little tired from it now. But when I had an opportunity to do this for Teresa Cerio, you can better believe that I got interested.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now, you wrote a poem for the WrestleMania. From what I understand, they had McMahon versus Donald Trump. Well, you had some of your work was showcased there somehow?
Yeah, I just don't remember the poem, but I remember I wrote it.
Uh-huh. And how did that come about? And then how did it work out?
I was wrestling some independent group, and this man came up to me and said that he worked for WWE.com, and he asked me if I'd do a couple of poems, and I said yes, and I did those, and they put them on their website, and then all of a sudden he got fired, not because of that, but then that's the last thing I did. I didn't get any money for it, but I thought that I owed the WWE a debt of gratitude for such a fantastic career that they gave me, and I'd be glad to help out in any way I can.
Any has you possibly received maybe a call from TNA at one point in this recently or when it started?
TNA has not called me, but if they do, you know, I'll answer the phone. I don't turn down any more opportunities.
Gotcha. Well, genius.
As long as they're viable opportunities, if the price is right, I'll be there tonight. Or if it seems interesting, I definitely will be there.
I have to step in for a second and ask a question. That being said, Mr. Popo, I work with a company called Family Wrestling Entertainment right here in New York City. We'd love to have you. I'm actually promoting tonight. I'm speaking with Ed. If there's some way we can get in contact with you, would you like to come out to New York? And if everything works out right, maybe we can even wrestle one another. That'd be awesome.
That's great. You know, and I'll tell you something. I'm 57 years old, and I've been in the ring a lot, you know, lately. And I was thinking, man, am I over the hill? Do I ever suck in this ring, man? I'm terrible. And now that I'm losing weight, all of a sudden, I'm wrestling a little better. Not like I did in the 80s, but better than, you know, I'm doing better in the ring, giving the fans a little bit more for their money. And now I have a theory. Maybe I wasn't too old. Maybe I was too fat. And now that I'm losing weight, maybe I'm going to wrestle a little bit better. Not as good as the 80s. I mean, of course I'd like to come to New York. I love New York. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to go sign autographs in, about 2 months ago in Queens. And then I was going to be in Chicago the next day. Well, they bought my tickets to New York and then to Chicago. So I decided to go ahead to New York anyway when they canceled the show. And I got a hold of some of my friends, and we saw the play War Horse.
Right.
At the Lincoln Center. And let me tell you what, I love Broadway, I love New York, and maybe you can, are you the promoter?
No, I wrestle for Family Wrestling Entertainment, but I could put you in touch with the promoter. I mean, I'm sure, you know, we'd love to have somebody yourself with us, and it's a respectful challenge, by the way.
Maybe
I can learn a thing or two working with you. Say again?
Maybe I'll wrestle you, and then maybe I'll stay an extra day and go see another Broadway show, because I love it.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, they got Spider-Man in the dark here. I don't know if you'd like that, but yeah. I've never been to a Broadway play myself, but you're making me want to go see one now. So
you got to check out Spider-Man. It's pretty good.
I'll tell you what it is. You know, with my brother passing away, you know, so suddenly, I realized that life is short. Enjoy it now. We live in the now, the power of now. So tomorrow never happens, so let's do it now.
Genius, one question.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts, Genius, of some of these wrestlers that wrestled in the 80s, 90s, that they started messing around with steroids and alcohol, and as you see, some of them have passed away. Bam Bam Bigelow, Benoit, names like these guys, Eddie Guerrero, unfortunately we've lost them because of all this substance abuse.
Well, Chris Benoit did not die of substance abuse. He died
he took himself.
Of... Yes.
Right.
But he died trying to make himself 6 feet tall for the first time in his life. But I wish he would have started with himself, you know, instead of whacking his wife and his son. You know, if you want to commit suicide, you know, just go commit suicide on your own. Okay, look, I never took steroids in my life, but in 1989, when Leaping Lanny was turning himself into the Genius, I grew my beard, I grew my hair out, and I took a drug called Decadorabalin, which is a steroid.
Right.
And then, so I was on it for 8 months, and it made a tremendous difference in my appearance. It works. But then, after my match with Hulk Hogan and NBC, I took a shower, and there was a mirror there, and I looked at myself in the mirror and then down at myself, and I had acne vulgaris and testicular atrophy. In other words, small balls.
Wow.
Okay, so I said to myself, well, I've gotten as high as I can possibly go. I know I can't possibly get higher, nor can I make this last any longer. But
wow.
I think it's time to pull the needle out. And I did. And let me tell you what. The muscle was gone within a month, just like a balloon after the party. You know, all the fun was gone. And then it even affected my sex drive, made it less. But I was married at the time. So if you've ever been married, you'll know. If your sex drive is bad, it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm laughing, but I know that was a joke.
It was a joke, but it was true.
And Genius, in the locker rooms, if you could paint a picture, I mean, did you see some of these guys in the 80s sharing needles or getting into the drugs? I'm sorry, the steroids?
Well, most of the guys hid the steroids. The only guys that did it openly were Davey Boy and Dynamite, the British Bulldogs. You know, they did it right in the dressing room. So the other guys, like, you know, and then, of course, when drugs became illegal and then Vince McMahon successfully defended himself, then they started having drug policies, and then it was a matter of who could mask it the best. Like, there's masking agents that make you get away with it.
Wow. Johnny, you had a question?
No, I mean, I've asked plenty. I'm enjoying listening.
Cage, you had a question?
I'm just learning as we go. Like, the last things I ever thought was what Genius just mentioned, like the British Bulldogs. I recall watching Dynamite Kid start off in Japan. Was he even, because I was a big fan of the British Bulldogs as well, was the Dynamite Kid, while in Japan, even under the influence of these situations, or was it when, because from what I've heard, a lot of people go into it once you walk into the WWF or WWE.
No, he was on steroids for most of his career. You know, he's a very small man, and his talent was after the bell rang. But then, you know, he developed he's a very small guy that bloated himself with steroids. He was a tremendous performer and, you know, one of the all-time greats. But by the time he got to the WWF, he was like 20% of the greatness that he was in Japan. he was better in Japan than he was in the WWF because he did so many daredevil maneuvers that he had crippled himself.
Wow. Wow. That's shocking. And another question, and I know you probably have, and I apologize for taking so much time, but I really appreciate you talking to us. Your reaction on these wrestlers like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, who are bashing each other and attacking each other, even wanting to fight in mixed martial arts style of a fight via YouTube. Even New Jack is another one. He's always calling out guys. But what are your thoughts on that? Or is this just a cheap way of getting to still be in the spotlight?
Well, I did it myself with Greg Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I was working for a promoter, Devin Nicholson, and I go to Ontario into Ottawa, and Devin Nicholson tells me that, he gave Greg Valentine half the money up front, and now he wants the rest of it or he's not coming in. And I said, don't give it to him. He'll take the money and not come in because he pulls that crap every night. You know, he's always looking for what he can finagle off of somebody. So sure enough, he took the money and didn't show up. But he foolishly left a message on Devin's machine, you know, demanding the money, otherwise he wasn't going to come in. So I said, well, you can have some fun with it. If he's that stupid to leave a message like that, put it on YouTube. He says, I don't know how. I said, well, get your web guy to do it. And they did. And so I challenged him to a shoot because he's a disgrace to wrestling. He has no money. He's only one of us is an athlete. And now that I've lost some weight, I really can kick his ass. And, of course, he wants absolutely nothing to do with me because right now I'm the only one that knows he's a pussy. The rest of the people don't know. So I can't very well knock other people for my very ploy. As a matter of fact, they might have stolen it from me. The thing is it a cheap way to keep yourself in the limelight? Yes,
uh-huh.
Of course it is. But this is an election year, and there's a lot of mudslinging going on, even between the Republicans. And after they pick Romney, Obama and them are going to go after each other, and it's not going to be pretty, but that's politics.
That's sure is. And what are your thoughts on Warrior and Nash and this MMA stuff, and then Warrior and Hogan going at it?
You know what? I got my own fish to fry. I don't want to get involved. And I happen to be prejudiced. I love Hulk Hogan because I refuse to forget what he did for me. And he was a star. I was a jabroni, and he made me a star for one brief shining moment, and I refuse to forget it.
Amazing. Well, Genius, I really, really appreciate, all of us appreciate you taking some time. You're always welcome here on the show. And when you're here in Miami, we'll make sure to contact you because we want to meet you in person and probably interview you on camera. And you're always welcome on the show, Genius.
And I'd like to say one thing. Whether they put my brother in the Hall of Fame or not, I love Vince McMahon. He's the one that made us all in 1985. And for whatever reason he has not to, I say thanks anyway. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the greatest time in my life, in the Macho Man's life, in all of our lives. And we appreciate it regardless of what the reason or what the outcome of all of it is. And don't forget, there's a WrestleMania Hall of Fame every year. And you never know, the fans will demand it, and they'll give it to the Macho Man.
Thank you, Genius. Again, thank you so very much for reaching out to us, and hope to have you here again on the show once again, and hope to meet you in person down here in Miami, sir.
Okay, I'll see you in Miami, and I'll see you in New York, hopefully.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much, Mr. Papa.
Yeah, it was great having you. I really hope that happens. I really do.
Okay, you make it happen, because I love New York.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
okay,
Genius.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Genius. Have a good night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, what we just got schooled, boys, by the Genius, letting us know, taking us inside the locker room back in the day in the World Wrestling Entertainment, formerly World Wrestling Federation.
Well, I like
the last words that he used. He says, make it happen. That could be attested and a tribute to anybody that looks to do anything in life, no matter if it's job-wise or, you know, maybe the hot girl down the block you want to talk to. You make it happen. So.
Right.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, people who listen to the show, they know I have utter hate for Mr. Knockout here. But you know what? If there's something that gets us all together, it's the professionalism to be on this show, and on top of that, dedicate to one of the best wrestlers that's ever graced a ring, and that's Macho Man Randy Savage. And I personally will fly to New York personally just to see this match between Lanny Poffo versus Johnny Knockout. Johnny, you just have to promise me one thing, though.
Which is? By the way, you almost made it a full hour without being a jackass. So.
Well, Johnny, I want to see you come out.
Today, Cage.
I'm trying to. But, Johnny, I want to see you come out in the Macho
Man
gear.
I tell you what, I'd be honored to, and if Mr. Poffo, and by the way, I'm going to call him Mr. Poffo because I respect the hell out of that guy. But if it's okay with him, and honestly, I could add that to tonight and the fun and the performance, I'll definitely do that. That's actually a great idea. You know what? That, aside from saying you hate me, that's probably one of the smarter things you said all night.
He had the brain.
Inspiration all around.
Listen, by the way, my lawyer is still filing that lawsuit against you, Mr. Roman, so be prepared to have my lawyer.
You're Jack lawyer.
And you, Johnny, I'm still having the invite. I'm still waiting for our lawyers to handle that whole payout to get you down here to Miami just so I could get my hands on you.
If I can get onto a flight tonight, I'd be there. Well, after Gabe Claiborne's film party, of course, because Gabe's an awesome guy, and so is Evan Ginsberg and the rest of the FWE crowd down here.
But listen, on a serious note, guys, we were just told information that I haven't heard anywhere else, and that's the steroids that were taking place in the locker room. Even himself, he went and admitted that he took, I think it was a cycle of DECA, he said, and he saw other individuals doing it, one of them being the late British Bulldog, doing it out in front of all the other guys. So this thing was huge back then. And, you know, just take a look at the YouTube videos of the great guys back then, like the Bulldogs, heck, even Scott Hall. And compare him to the Randy Ortons and the guys now. I mean, these guys were gigantic back in the 80s and in the early 90s. They were huge, massive.
I still can't believe the whole British Bulldogs, but I'll tell you also this much. He answered a lot of questions when it came to the personal, not business, but the personal rivalry, how it started between Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. So we were schooled on this. Go ahead. We were schooled on all this information, guys, and we really appreciate the genius for taking his time and speaking to us for over 40 minutes here on The Roman Show. And if you guys happen to miss the interview, just head on over to RodolfoRoman.com. You can listen to the archive, or you can just visit us on Twitter. Send us a message there at RomanDH, and make sure that you spread it out.
I'll be promoting the heck out of it at JKO Reality.
That's right, because this is an interview that is going to catch a lot of attention from the media because of the stuff that he said on this interview. And just so appalled with this. And guys, remember, January 31st, we're going to have Diamond Dallas Page and Scotty Riggs. That's January 31st.
With even a maybe special guest call-in that day. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
And
very maybe. But hopefully we get that.
Yeah, hopefully.
That'll be awesome.
But
let's not forget to tell fans to, so I don't know if Lanny did it at the end, GeniusLannyPoffo.com.
That's right. LannyPoffo.com. Check out his work. You can also purchase some of his books. He's written there. You can find all the details there at LannyPoffo.com.
And it's time for cheap plug time. basically next week, tune in to the same channel, same show, the Roman Show, Professional Wrestling, while we next week, on Tuesday, will present to you indie wrestler. I think he's the first ever guy that his gear is exactly like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which you must adore, Mr. Roman. Ellie McFly and the King of Florida, Francisco Siazzo. So we are going to have these two gentlemen on the line next Tuesday, 10 o'clock p.m., and, of course, everyone's favorite segment. Go ahead, Johnny. You mention it.
Yeah. My controversial opinion. By the way, I'm always right, so you don't have to agree with it or not. That's okay, but I am always right. And that's my controversial opinion. Dig it?
So, guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. And visit the website, RodolphoRoman.com. It's been a pleasure here to interview a great legend as Nanny Puffo. And maybe we're going to see him over there taking on Johnny Knock out of New York. Hopefully that happens,
well,
man.
Well, I'm going to heed Mr. Puffo's advice. I'm going to make it happen. The JK Army United will make it happen along with us. And, yeah, that would be great. You know what? He'll have another poem after that night.
Yeah, well, if that happens, make sure you let me know because I'll be flying all the way to New York to check that out.
He's a great guy, man. Like I said, that challenge that I put out was just a respectful challenge, not to be, you know, of course, when we get in the ring, you know, respectful competition, but, you know, the guy's awesome. And like I said, I could learn a thing or seven from him. So,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll go to geniuslannypapo.com, and I'm going to work my way on making it onto the schedule page. Broadway on the marquee, Johnny Naka versus the Genius. Leaping Line of Popo. I'll come out
mind
cool
you?
Dark too, Macho Man style, if he says it's cool. I'll do it.
Yeah, hey, and by the way, guys, history is going to be made this weekend as Evolve is going to have the last wrestling event at the original ECW Arena this weekend. New Jack has been mentioning it on his Facebook page, and he's been mentioning as far as how much of a tribute this is and how much of a very monumental day, and this is in Philadelphia, better known as the ECW Arena, but it's also known as the Asylum. But he calls it the ECW Arena. And one of our past guests, Johnny Gargano, is going to be on that card. Joey Styles is going to be out there signing autographs. Like I mentioned, New Jack and other guys, they were part of ECW, will be at that place. So if you have any information on that, you can see the event on iPay-Per-View on WWNLive.com, and you can find information on this stuff at several websites. That's Evolve. That's EVOLVE. Evolve. That's the last wrestling event. That's in Philadelphia. The last.
You know what? Lorraine Knockout may go out to that one. She's in Philly.
Well,
JK Army's Philadelphia chapter. Hell yeah.
Well, maybe she can go ahead and get us the inside scoop as far as what goes on there. Hey, and guess
putting
what?
Putting Kate in its place earlier this week, she deserves another shout-out.
Yeah, she does. By the way, one of your knockoff followers, Johnny, won the tickets to the NWA show this Wednesday. She won it via Twitter.
I saw that. I retweeted that. That's Crystal Knockout,
yeah.
JKO Army Miami chapter. Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad I won that. I know Mandy in Canada won that. She's also...
Yeah, so congratulations.
She's the JKO Army Canada chapter, but I'm glad that Christy Knockout won it.
Congratulations.
I'm sure she's going to have a ball.
Congratulations to her, and we're going to see her this Wednesday at the NWA event where we're going to see the Headbangers and Badass Billy Gunn. By the way, you guys find out here that Badass Billy Gunn has this work that you pay him $10 and he can give you a call and say anything you want, or he can send you a video message. Did you guys see that? You guys get to catch that stuff?
I'll tell you what, ask me the same question next Tuesday night on the controversial opinion, and I'll give you my honest answer.
Shoot.
I have one, by the way. Oh, man, it's like bubbling in my stomach right now. That might
Shoot.
Be gas or the protein I had earlier, but... if you remind me, I'll have my answer for that. Yep.
No, we can do that right now. What's your take on this? Badass Billy Gunn charging $10... and he can give you a phone call, whether it be a happy birthday message or any message that you want, or he can send you a video message along with an autographed picture for $10.
If you want to bring viewers, then they're going to have to wait till Tuesday. I can do it now, but, you know.
Okay, I'm hoping
what's
I can.
What's the fun in that, right? We live once. Let's have some fun with this. You hear that, JK Army and Romanites everywhere out there, worldwide? Calling Tuesday night, in my opinion.
Wait a minute. Time out. You have the JK Army.
And that you're not going to be on next Tuesday? Yeah, we're
having
a party.
Amen to that. No longer will
Amen.
I feel nervous.
And hallelujah.
No, but wait a minute. That's not my issue here.
John, you don't understand.
You have the JKO Army. Roman has the Romanites.
Yep, newly christened Romanites.
Listen, Johnny, you don't understand. Johnny, you don't understand the nerve of this guy. Prior to the show, he's always nervous, you know, trembling his fingers. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean, Johnny? You know? I'm glad.
Coming from Cage, I wouldn't be surprised. No, he probably does it every time I open my mouth and I say something. He talks a good game, but, you know, wait, because eventually I'm going to be in Miami, and then you're going to have to back up all this talk. You're like an internet tough guy, you know?
Can you just imagine, Johnny, when he wrestles us inside the ring? He's probably going to crap on himself prior to getting inside that ring.
Probably. That's going to be all the worse when I give you the big atomic wedgie.
Well,
not gonna that
Vega will
me.
Take care of you guys for me.
I'll have a handicap match. I'll beat the both of you.
No, I'll send him
back to Street Fighter.
You gotta let me get a lick on Cage.
I was gonna talk that guy up too and give him props before he came on, but you know, once he took you aside, that's it. He's my mortal enemy now.
Well, let me just mention this, okay? As much as you guys could talk, as much garbage that comes out of your mouths, because to me, you guys are as boring as just watching the paint dry, okay? I want to go ahead and be the professional and entertainer of this show, okay?
There's no need for that. I'm aboard the team now.
What? I
don't
need
you. You're worse than watching paint dry. I'd rather watch paint dry.
Well, you
my
know what, right now, I want to take a couple seconds of my time, and I hope Lanny's still listening to the show.
Bless us all.
You know, but I want to take a couple seconds of my time to, and this was
twice
just burning
that,
in my chest, to come out when Lanny was on line with us, but I want to send out a personal message to the Poffo family. And I want to say it was a great honor to watch Randy Savage for all the years of me growing up. I still remember watching Randy Savage drop 5 elbow drops on Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Was it 5?
Yeah. Do you remember watching, and I don't know about you guys, did you ever get to see Macho Man Randy Savage live and in color and in person? I remember watching him at the James L. Knight Center here in Miami at the WCW Monday Nitro.
I remember seeing him there, and I remember seeing him in Miami Arena when he
Miami
was Macho
Arena.
King Randy Savage against Hulk
That's
Hogan
right.
for the WWF title.
That is right.
Unfortunately, I never got to watch him live. I watched him all throughout growing up, though. Certainly did.
Wow, yeah, he was
I actually started eating Slim Jims because of Macho Man.
Really?
I snapped into quite a few Slim Jims over my time.
Never been a fan of Slim Jim. Had a bad experience with it.
Well,
you're not good with
the world?
Food, huh?
No. I'll stick to my natural stuff.
Well, as our 1 year is coming close for the Macho Man, the world has lost one of the greatest wrestlers and one of the best people to work in the business. So here's my rest in peace, Macho Man. Happy 1 year anniversary, and we wish you were still here, buddy.
That's right. Hey, gentlemen. Well, it was a pleasure. Johnny, you have something to say?
Yeah. God bless the Macho Man. And like I stated last year when I put out the tribute video, and like my brother said, our last video of 2011 on the JKO Reality. It was a big, stop scoffing back there, Cage. I'll come over through the phone and punch you.
He's nervous again.
You're nervous again? Go sit on the Weezy pit.
I'm not nervous.
He was a big inspiration in my life. And, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate that he left us early in life. But I'll have the distinct honor and privilege and pleasure to keep his spirit alive inside of those four turnbuckles and inside the ring. That's a testament, and I promise to, you know, keep my word true on that one.
Right.
So,
Well, gentlemen, a great show tonight, and don't forget this Tuesday at 10 p.m. we're back. Thursday, actually, 10 p.m., we have former UFC champion Sean Sherk here in the Roman Show. And NWA this Wednesday, we're going to be at NWA. Cage and I will be out there, so if you're out there, make sure you say hi to us. We'll get you on video and put you on, and look out for us on JKO's reality. Johnny Knockout's YouTube channel. We're going to be on that web series soon, so tune in for that.
You definitely are. It's going to be a Roman Show special.
That's right.
I just want to say congrats to Chrissy KO. I hope you guys get her on the camera for the Roman Show next week.
We will, sir. So, we will. We got her, Johnny. But just make sure that
you're a pretty girl. You should get her on the screen. It would do numbers for your radio show.
Well, the Cage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our radio show.
You see, I'm happily in a relationship, but Cage, well, he's not. He doesn't do too well with girls, so.
There's nothing wrong with hanging out with a beautiful woman.
Well,
you don't have to do anything. I mean, I'm pretty protective of my people, so I'd rather you not. But you know,
Cage,
as much fun as you guys are having with me, which I do not. I'm going to sue you guys for harassment on this. But on top of that, don't forget, visit geniuslannypoffo.com. And on top of that, also make sure that you listen in on Tuesday, because we're still having a radio show on Tuesday. As much as you hate to come into work, Mr. Roman, I don't mind it, but you banned me for some reason. But
I banned you because the ratings are low. That's why I banned you.
Well, this Tuesday, you're having the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Wrestling, Ellie McFly, and the King of Florida, Francisco Fiazzo. So tune in on Tuesday, 10 p.m., and, of course, Johnny Knockout's terrible segment
controversial opinion. It's not terrible. What's terrible is your breath, and I can smell it through the phone. I don't even know how that's possible. But I can. Disgusting, Cage.
Oh, man. You gotta take this guy to Hell's Kitchen. Leave him out there.
Yeah, I'll take him to hell, all right.
You know,
out at the kitchen, because you might contaminate it, and God knows I love to eat. I'll take him to hell, all right. And you ain't coming back.
Again, guys, if you happen to have missed out on the interview of Lanny Poffo, the genius, make sure you visit RodolphoRoman.com. Find us on Twitter at RomanDH, or find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolphoRoman. Find my man, Johnny Knockout, is it JKO Reality on Twitter? And Cage, well, you're not cool enough because you don't have a Twitter, so.
Yeah, nobody likes you. But thank you, Mr. Lanny Poffo. It was awesome to have you.
There that. Gentlemen, with that being said, we're going to play a little Macho Man Randy Savage theme to go and take us away, but we'll see you Tuesday at 10 p.m. Have a great weekend, guys. Good night.
No more questions.